If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Miami-Dade Tourism and the Ports Committee held a meeting on Thursday to discuss the status of a possible return to service for the cruise industry. On hand were senior officials from several major cruise lines, all who shared remarks regarding how severely their business has been impacted. Norwegian Cruise Line CEO Frank Del Rio said, "Health and safety are buzzwords we hear every day, but that has been the backbone of our industry forever." And after recently celebrating its return to service, Costa Cruises has released its 2020-21 winter schedule. The company will gradually increase sailings from October through March with the new health and safety protocols in place. The season will feature voyages on four ships throughout the Med, Canary Islands, and Egypt. After completing itineraries through Italy and Greece, Costa Delioso will embark on a 126-day world trip starting on January 3rd. Also featured will be the debut of the brand new Costa Firenze on December 27th, which will sail a 7-day cruise through the Mediterranean from Venice. And finally, as the entire cruise community waits for any indication as to when cruise lines will resume cruises, an update to Carnival Cruise Line's website might offer some clues. Just days after brand ambassador John Heald said that the company hopes to be sailing again by November, Carnival listed six ships that could kick off a return to service. While no official announcement has been made, Carnival has indicated all along that the return to service will only involve a few ships. The current suspension remains in place until October 31st. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.